Dear fellow scholars, this is 2-Minute Papers with Dr. Károly Zsolnai Fehér. Welcome to episode 600. And today you will see your own drawings come to life as beautiful photorealistic images. And it turns out you can try it too. I'll tell you about it in a moment. This technique is called Gauguin 2, and yes, this is really happening. In goes a rough drawing, and out comes an image of this quality. That is incredible. But here, there is something that is even more incredible. What is it? Well, drawing is an iterative process. But once we are committed to an idea, we need to refine it over and over, which takes quite a bit of time, and let's be honest here, sometimes things come out differently than we may have imagined. But this is different. Here you can change things as quickly as you can think of the change. You can even request a bunch of variations on the same theme and get them right away. But that's not all, not even close. Get this, with this you can draw even without drawing. Yes, really. How is that even possible? Well, if we don't feel like drawing, instead we can just type what we wish to see and, my goodness, it not only generates these images according to the written description, but this description can get pretty elaborate. For instance, we can get ocean waves, that's great, but now let's add some rocks. And a beach too. And there we go. We can also use an image as a starting point, then just delete the undesirable parts and have it impainted by the algorithm. Now, okay, this is nothing new. Computer graphics researchers were able to do this for more than 10 years now, but hold on to your papers because they couldn't do this. Yes, we can fill in these gaps with a written description. Couldn't witness the Northern Lights in person? No worries, here you go. And wait a second, did you see that? There are two really cool things to see here. Thing number one, it even redraws the reflections on the water, even if we haven't highlighted that part for inpainting. We don't need to say anything, and it will update the whole environment to reflect the new changes by itself. That is amazing. Now, I am a light transport researcher by trade, and this makes me very, very happy. Thing number two, I don't know if you caught this, but this is so fast, it doesn't even wait for your full request, it updates after every single keystroke. Drawing is an inherently iterative process, and iterating with this is an absolute breeze. Not will be a breeze, it is a breeze. Now, after nearly every 2-Minute Papers episode, where we showcase an amazing paper, I get a question saying something like, okay, but when do I get to see or use this in the real world? And rightfully so, that is a good question. The previous Gauguin paper was published in 2019, and here we are, just a bit more than 2 years later, and it has been transferred into a real product. Not only that, but the resolution has improved a great deal, about 4 times of what it was before, plus the new version also supports more materials. And we are at the point where this is finally not just a cool demo, but a tool that is useful for real artists. What a time to be alive! Now, I noted earlier, I did not say that iterating with this will be a breeze, but it is a breeze. Why? Well, great news, because you can try it right now in 2 different ways. One, it is now part of a desktop application called NVIDIA Canvas. With this, you can even export the layers to Photoshop and continue your work there. This will require a relatively recent NVIDIA graphics card. And two, there is a web app too that you can try right now. The link is available in the video description, and if you try it, please scroll down and make sure to read the instructions and watch the tutorial video to not get lost. And remember, all this tech transfer from paper to product took place in a matter of 2 years. Bravo, NVIDIA! The pace of progress in AI research is absolutely amazing. This episode has been supported by Cohere AI. Cohere builds large language models, and makes them available through an API so businesses can add advanced language understanding to their system or app quickly with just one line of code. You can use your own data, whether it's text from customer service requests, legal contracts, or social media posts, to create your own custom models to understand text, or even generate it. For instance, it can be used to automatically determine whether your messages are about your business hours, returns, or shipping. Or it can be used to generate a list of possible sentences you can use for your product descriptions. Make sure to go to cohere.ai/papers or click the link in the video description and give it a try today. It's super easy to use. Thanks for watching and for your generous support, and I'll see you next time.